This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Well, in this broadcast, I'd like for us to consider what Psalm 139 talks about in our individuality, how God created us in our mother's womb, and He wove within each of us a unique personality. We share a lot of personality traits, and yet we're all very different. And the reality is we see the world through our lens, and so much of that lens coloring comes from our own unique personality. So I want to go through a very practical tool called the Strength Deployment Inventory, SDI. It was birthed actually out of Ohio State University, one of the psychology professors back in the 40s.
Okay.
And really, that was the birthplace of modern psychology. And, you know, sometimes as followers of Jesus, as his apprentices, we can say all we need is the Bible and, you know, we know everything we need to know, and I just find that's just very jaded. That God gives so much through general revelation. He created all the sciences. He's the owner of all truth. So if there are truths that psychologists are discovering about personality that can help us in how do we truly love each other selflessly, then boy, let's embrace those.
Really, if it works, it works.
Absolutely. So and so here's a truth that is reality about humanity. And so if you would take a piece of paper, this is going to help you out a little bit, and draw an inverted triangle where the tip is at the bottom. So just draw a triangle, and we're going to look at personality types. This particular psychology professor wanted to not only look at personality types, which some of you have taken a Myers-Briggs test or the DISC, and you've realized some true aspects about personality. If you've ever taken one of those assessments, you look at it and go, my goodness, how did they know this much about me when I answered 30 questions? How could they know so much?
We took those tests and all my colleagues came out, well, I'm an A, I'm a B.
Right.
I was nothing. I was equal in all of those areas, which I don't know where they
You're
put
plain
me in a,
vanilla
put
it
in a box somewhere.
Yeah. Well, those are fun initially when you take them, but I found no one remembers those. This is a color coordinated assessment that it's easy to explain just on the air. So in your inverted triangle in the top right corner, put an R there for red. Those are the folks that are more red, and you'll see how the triangle works as we complete this thing. But red people, they're all about results. Okay, I'm pretty red in my personality.
Okay,
I'm a list guy. So particularly on weekends, I make lists that probably Superman couldn't accomplish with Batman's help. And I remember, especially when I was doing this to a very strong degree, that I would get at the end of a Saturday, and as a pastor, that was my only day of doing things around the house, and I would have half the list accomplished and just feel terrible because I didn't accomplish, you know, these 14 things I had on my list that I couldn't have done if I had 48 hours in a Saturday to do. But and sometimes I'm such a list guy, if I did something that wasn't on the list, I would write it on the list and then check it off because mm-hmm. that made me feel good. Okay, so, you know, I need some therapy. But nevertheless, red people, results-oriented. We like challenges. We like goals. We like to accomplish things. We like measurable results. We're typically quick to act. If you need to make a purchase, let's say you're going to buy a car, you can do that in an afternoon. Let me move on before I share a couple of stories. At the bottom of the triangle, write G for green. And the green folks are highly analytical. They don't like to make mistakes. They want to know all the answers. They want to explore all the variables. And in making a decision, they're going to act much slower. They're not better. They're not worse. That's just how they are. We'll find a lot of people in accounting, in banking, are green mm-hmm. in their personality. They're very again, very low risk kind of people.
Don't want to make a mistake.
Don't want to make a mistake. It kills them to make a mistake. So one of my associate pastors, great guy. We had a staff meeting every Tuesday. I'm very red oriented. Let's charge, take the hill. Here's a change we need to make. Here's a new program we need to push for. And so in staff meetings, I would announce these things. So let's discuss this for the next 45 minutes and finish that time with a result that we can all embrace. In his first 2 years working with me, he wouldn't say anything in these staff meetings, especially when there was a decision time.
Okay.
And we finally, and again, I didn't confront, I didn't check results, but I thought, man, why don't you add something? I know you've got a wealth of experience. You're a really wise guy, a tremendous knowledge of God's word, but and you just sit there quietly. Mm-hmm. What's going on? Mm-hmm. And he finally told me, Bill, I can't make a decision like that. If you want me to participate in a decision we need to make as a staff on Tuesday, you need to give me the information the week before so right. I can have time to think and ponder, analyze right. because he didn't want to make a wrong decision. Drove me crazy. I thought, you're nuts, but I'll do everything I can to try to think ahead. You know, sometimes I couldn't do that. Sometimes things popped up and said, look, I'm sorry that I couldn't give you advance notice. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have to make a decision today, unless you can help me see how we can, you know, prolong the decision. But nevertheless, that helped our relationship tremendously. I didn't know he was green at the time. I didn't understand this SDI, strength deployment inventory. But after I learned, I thought, oh, that guy is so green. Had another story where I had a best friend of mine. We had just gotten married, and he had just gotten married. They came to visit us in Charlotte, and we were driving around on Independence Boulevard. If you know Charlotte, North Carolina, it's where all the car dealerships are. And I whipped in the Mazda dealership. A salesman came out, presented a great deal, trade-in, with a little Mazda 626. This was back in, I think, 1982. And I bought that car within about a 45-minute discussion. My friend, I thought, was going to have an aneurysm or a coronary thrombosis, one of the two. He could not believe, and he couldn't shut up the rest of the visit with us wow. that weekend saying, Bill, how did you do that? He's green. It would take him 6 months of research.
Yeah, well, I can understand that.
Can you understand that? Yeah. So next tip of the triangle on the left side then is blue. Can you think what drives blue people? It's relationships. All about relationship. Those are the folks that you love to have in your network. They're concerned about you. They always want to think about what's best for the group, what's best for the team, what's best for the people we're working for, what's best for my kids. A lot of times in nurturing, you'll see the blue come out in mothers about their children. Now, the reality is all of us have some aspect of each one of these colors in us, but we have a primary motivational place we come from. So you could be blue-green where you're concerned about people, but you're also quite analytical. Or blue-red where you like to accomplish things, but you care about people. I thought it was kind of funny that the Lord would put me in a role as a pastor where I'm very red, results-oriented, and yet I'm shepherding people.
Yeah.
And a lot of times after I learned this tool, I realized, you know, I used people. If people helped me accomplish my tasks... You know, good task, noble task for the kingdom. I'm coming from a place of nice intention.
Okay.
But I had to check myself and go, I really didn't care so much about the people involved in helping me accomplish the task. I had a creative team that helped me on for my messages that I didn't care enough about them. I was more concerned about were we presenting a really effective, helpful message through our visuals, through drama.
Wanted to get the job done.
To get the job done, yeah. And so that's a check. Now, in the very center, before we wrap up today, those are the hub people. Just draw a circle in the center of that that triangle. Those are the folks that are hub. They have a great balance of the three colors. They're your team players. They're very option-oriented. They like options. They like to listen to people. As a matter of fact, if you want to get them on your side, you just be the last one to present the idea to them because they have a tendency sometimes to embrace whatever they just heard because they're so flexible and they like ideas. They like options. So you can kind of see some of the folks. A lot of folks really land in that center of the triangle in that hub area. So next time when we come back, I want to talk about how we change when we're in a stressful, a tense, a confrontational situation. And then think a little bit about how this various personalities clash, which ones tend to clash a little bit with each other. So now that we've talked about the four orientations, red, green, blue, and hub, what I want you to do now is think about who you are, your spouse, your children, your coworkers. Begin to identify, where are they coming from most of the time? What's their normal motivation for how they approach life? Is it more blue-oriented, red, results, green, analytical, hub, options, team? Think about that, and then we'll explore more of how to use this tool next time we're together.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that would be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.